Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
Warning, explicit sexual content.
Have you heard of the Glug Glug 9000?
Mm-hmm. What?
The who?
Exactly. That was the same reaction I had when my friend, I won't name her at the moment, but she's one of my best friends that lives in California, by the way. She called me the other day and she's like, Nina, have you heard of the Glug Glug 9000? I was like, girl, what are you talking about? She's like, this is what you need to do on your new man, because according to this podcast, this is how you keep him happy.
A glug glug
9000. And cool. It's pretty much exactly what you think it is. So I think this is funny, and maybe you guys have heard of it if you consume podcasts, but there's a podcast out there called Call Me Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called Call Me Daddy. And she's very popular.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
girl, she's very, very popular. And one of her more recent episodes is about her explaining how to appropriately perform on your man.
Fellatio.
There you go. I was like, what's that? What's the word?
The mouth work.
Because while we are handling sexual content right now, I'm like, what do I say? It's not just gobbling and swallowing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Glug glug. Cardi. Glug glug.
So she starts explaining it to me and telling me what it is. And she's really excited because she just started seeing someone new and she couldn't wait to try it out on him. But then I was having a conversation with another friend later, recalling the one that I had with her, much like I am with all of you. And I was like, hey, have you heard of this Glug Glug 9000? She's like, Nina, what? And when I told her what it was, she couldn't believe it. She's like, why are you talking to me about this? I don't want to hear about this. Stop it.
Oh,
and I was like, okay, fine. It made her super uncomfortable. But it also made me start to think a little bit. Is there somewhere you go to like up your knowledge? Because I feel like sexual literacy is so important for all of us, mm-hmm. right? As you go about your life. And once upon a time in high school, there was sex ed. And mm-hmm. now we have Call Me Daddy, mm-hmm. you know, and our friends. And I think that in every friend circle, there's at least one person that we're going to refer to as the junk genie.
Okay. Junk genie.
The junk
it.
Genie is the person
they
that
know.
Knows.
They be knowing.
Yeah. And on the pod today, we do have Krista and Angie, but Julie is back for a very special episode of the junk genie. So we'll go to Detroit first. Is there a friend in your group that, you know, is the one person that you guys always go to or you think of as a junk genie? Or do you think you guys were educating yourselves more, or even now? I think this is an ongoing education through like websites and porn or podcasts.
I would say all my girlfriends and I are like on the same level mm-hmm. of knowledge. Like we're all pretty open about our sex lives and like everything that we know and that we do and that we learn and like what or what's going on with like the relationships we're in or who we're hooking up with. So we're always very open about that. And I feel like we're like my friends and I are so similar, like in just how we project our lives that mm-hmm. like that's kind of similar in a way. I would say how I learn is for sure podcasts. I've learned a really good word similar to the Glug Glug 9000. Have you guys heard of vabbing?
No.
Like vaping, but with a B.
Correct.
Vabbing.
I think a double B.
Okay. That makes it vabbing.
So I learned this from a podcast called Secret Keeper Club. Secret Keepers Club. And basically it's where... Oh God, how do I make this PC?
This is the best part about this podcast is
fun.
Editing our word.
It's where you basically transfer
I can't do
The juices?
The juices to behind your ear.
Why?
And apparently the pheromones make men crazy.
Yes.
And they would do this on their podcast all the time. They have girls on talking about like, oh my God, I heard about vabbing and I gave it a spin and this guy like couldn't get enough of me. Like my man wanted to, I came home that night, my man wanted to like have sex and he's, you know, we've been dating for 4 years and it's been super boring. But the second I did that, I couldn't get him off me. Some girl goes, I did it and I got a raise at work.
No.
Apparently, the secret potion for everything.
Note to self.
I'll be right back, guys.
Angela. I'm going to be looking at her sideways when I smell something when I sit in her car.
Can I repeat back what you said to make sure I understand?
Sure.
Krista, you do, but go ahead.
I don't, though, think I do. You take yourself.
Right.
Man or woman. Or just woman?
Just woman.
Just, okay, there we go. That's where I was a little confused.
It's like if you're putting perfume on yourself. I've heard of this, but a different way.
So the guys actually don't know that you've done it. You just do it.
And it's like your pheromones.
Well, because have you ever had the Pure Romance party where they have that perfume that like if you put on you, put it on you, it like brings out your pheromones or like it brings out your smell more.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I would say like that, where it's just that smell where it's not. Hopefully it's not bad.
Right.
Go to the doctor. But if it's not bad, apparently like it's just, I don't know.
It enhances it. It's like it's a whole
reaction.
But apparently it works like in the workplace too. If you need a raise or if you need to manifest something
Julia,
good.
Why would you say that?
I mean, if you need to manifest something good. No, I'm not saying it's going to make that person want to bang you, but they're just, it's going to make you just stand out to them. Some reason.
You're owning your power.
So if I have a meeting next week.
Yep.
I just, like 5 minutes before my meeting, I just gotta run in the bathroom and then come back out. What you're saying.
I hope.
And I'm getting a raise.
I'm gonna be looking at you sideways next time you're having a meeting with our boss.
I'm gonna just peek my head out the studio and look at you, Nina, like I did it.
You know what? Everybody take it for a spin in the next week.
And then we'll follow up.
We'll report back on our research.
I'm down.
And all right. Anne just dead serious.
Yeah, no, she didn't even laugh. She's like, I'm down.
She didn't even blink.
And I'm all about trying experiments.
So,
I mean,
so who's your junk genie though, Anne? I mean, you speak very often about how experimental you are willing to be. Like, where do you think that you get most of your knowledge? Because you actually know about every good sex shop on every block.
Yeah, she's knowing.
Oh my gosh.
Angie, you be knowing.
I don't mean it in a bad way.
No,
it's just
like
you get a tour of Chicago in Angie's car and she's like, that sex shop's really good.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty open. I don't care. I've said it from the get. I'm an open book. So I think everyone's my junk genie. I don't know. I think I learn a lot from obviously videos and researching things and just certain partners. They teach you, you know?
Oh, totally. Have you ever done research with a partner? Like, have you ever just like pulled out different videos and then thought it'd be fun?
I haven't done research with a partner, but they have told me and showed me things that they've researched and then we've, you know, done that together.
I see how that goes.
Okay.
Chris, what about you? You ever decide to research with your partner and then act it out in the moment to see if it works?
You know, I don't think I've done that before, you guys.
You guys want to ask me if I've ever done that?
The answer is yes.
Yeah, there was this one dude that I used to see and it was really great. He had this tattoo on his forearm and it was a deck of cards fanned out. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And then on his chest, he had a cross. I don't know why I always remember this because I think I was just always holding on to the deck of cards. But we thought it'd be really fun this one weekend. And we did. And it was like videotapes, though. Even though, I mean, yeah, see, like DVDs and the internet existed at this time, but he had all of these old VHSs. So we pull out all this really old stuff. And at first it was really funny because you're looking at 70s like characters, you know, like in these videos with very different grooming styles.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny. And so like on one of them, I couldn't stay serious the whole time though. So like while I was trying like be in a situation, it was funny. But I would imagine that if you're bored, like that's one way to kind of keep it like hot and fun.
Sure.
I really like that girl that we had on our podcast a while ago because I even learned some stuff from her.
I learned a lot
from
her.
And I think it's so important, especially when you're in long-term relationships. Eventually, it's going to get boring. I mean, you're going to try, you know, all these things. So if you can enhance your education, I think it's good for you.
The only person that's in a long-term relationship in this group right now is Julia. So
thank you for being here, Julia. We need you.
Thank you for being that perspective.
Right now.
Because right now, for some of us, everything is new. For others, I'm not sure if I still know how to do it. It's been almost a year.
Yeah, how long a year?
Cute like, round of applause,
spicy.
Sound effects.
Well, I will say, most people would hear this word and think it's a negative, but we are in a long-distance relationship, mm-hmm. so that helps because we miss each
sure.
other.
Sure.
But like also... My boyfriend is just very extra, and like one time he picked me up from the airport, and we like knew we were ready. Aww. And he's like, I made a playlist. It's called the Plan B playlist.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
And fucking Soul Child comes on. I'm sorry, I just said the F word.
It's okay.
Soul Child comes on.
Music Soul. Y'all right. make love to Music Soul Child.
Yeah,
y'all are so black.
I love that.
If you guys, if you guys want me to have him tell you what's on this playlist, we totally could. But please. It's hilarious. And like, oh God, what else was on there? I turned to you.
You guys were having a full on like movie moment.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you get through the whole playlist, or like through the whole weekend? You get through the whole playlist?
No, because then we're done. But like, he's walking. You know how like after you do that thing where you walk around and you drink a glass of water because
you're tired, exhausted, yeah. rehydrate. Yes.
And he's just like walking around. Like, did you notice how good this playlist was? Like,
he's so proud of it.
And then he's like, yeah, he's so proud of it. So then he gets his phone out and starts like, what about this one? Like, how do you feel about this one? I was really excited. So it's basically like narrating everything he thought would have been a good song.
You better go on,
you
boyfriend.
Know,
is there a song that you just are dying to have sex to? Like your dream sex song.
Oh, such a good question.
It is a great question. And the funny thing is my dream albums are everything and anything Jodeci. And so
what is going on with you two? Jodeci Music Soul Child. Y'all are invited to the cookout.
No.
Y'all are invited to the cookout. Come on down.
No, but it was funny because at the time I was with someone that's younger than me, and okay, I'm not that old. Let me just put this out as a disclaimer. But he didn't know Jodeci. He had never heard Jodeci. And so he already was super excited, didn't care what I was doing. I'm trying to light candles in my room. I'm trying to get my phone situated. And he's, while I'm doing all this, he's still kissing whatever arm I've got and like in his face to like touch. And so I'm like, your boyfriend at the time, like, do you hear this song?
Yeah.
Do you like this song? Like, I'm stopping. And he's just like, yeah, it's great. Just leave it on. Whatever you want to do. And I'm like, damn it.
That's
do you
crazy,
hear this
Nina.
Song? So I feel like I need a redo of Jodeci because that didn't go over as well as I'd hoped.
Jodeci's it was great. Good.
It was great for me.
I don't have one particular song, but I can give a suggestion if you need like something to get you going.
What?
Any old school The Weeknd.
I was just
the weekend's a good one.
It's instant for me. Like, oh no, you know what you're doing when you play OG. Like, was it House
the
of
trilogy.
Balloons and the trilogy? Yeah,
I like that.
That's like the first thing he threw on. One of the first times we hooked up. I'm not kidding. He put it on through the TV so you could hear it from both rooms.
It's a trap.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, it's a trap.
He knows what he's doing
exactly.
at that moment.
Yeah.
You just need to run though. If anybody starts putting on any EDM or like any of this stuff, it's like you're like, all right, Jackrabbit. We're not here to play today.
No,
my dream sex song, and I think it's the perfect song to have sex to because it's only like about 6 minutes, is All of the Things by Joe. That I don't care what.
What
anybody,
is going
that
on?
That is the sexiest song in
Joe,
the world.
Jodeci.
Okay.
Whose was yours?
Soul Child.
It's All the Things Your Man Won't Do.
Oh,
is that what you're
God,
saying?
Yes. That
is
I
a very sexy song.
I can't listen to that song without feeling tingles in my body.
So at the end of the 6 minutes, you're done?
No, but it's a good starter song.
Y'all are invited to the cookout and the family reunion. I'm just so proud over here right now of y'all's sex songs.
I mean, but like, well, who else would it be? Who else has got that sensual like something?
Who?
Some Spanish music, I would think would.
Some Spanish. Who else?
Who else does he put?
Usher. Purpose, a little bit of Usher.
There's a couple songs on Justin Bieber's Purpose album that I would get it.
I love Justin Bieber. I'll tell you, I went to an Usher concert once, and at the end of it, I thought I was pregnant, and
right?
I wasn't even on stage. I just was
so
like,
funny.
Oh my
some Drake
God.
Song. I mean, looking at him.
Sure.
He does some Boys to Men. I'm texting him right now and asking for what else is on there.
I want
a few songs on the Plan B playlist.
Oh my God. You know what would be hilarious? We should post the Plan B playlist.
Yeah,
your Plan B playlist.
Can we?
I think, yeah, I don't know what he, I think he uses Apple Music for it, so I can get it from him. He still has it.
Or maybe like, just like top so your kind. Favorite songs from the Plan B
can
playlist.
Can you ask him first? Like, what if it's like a personal thing?
No, we tell all our friends about it because it's hilarious.
We can ask people for suggestions because I'm open to some suggestions.
Yeah. And just really excited to learn some things.
Yeah. I want us to post a playlist too that can actually help men and or women get it too. We should call it the Get Them Draw GTD, Get Them Draws playlist.
Oh, okay.
And it can be songs that we suggest to help serenade and get the mood going, like your Joe song.
I would be happy to cultivate a playlist.
Let's go. Let's
I would love that. So then after, let's say you have like a good moment with one of your good songs, is one of the first things you do to tell your friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Right yeah, you away. Don't kiss and tell. You keep it to... I feel like if I got in a relationship and it was like a long time...
Probably not.
Then I would probably limit what I do tell my friends. But off rip, like them first two, three, four, five times, I'm definitely being like...
Especially if it's someone new. And not that there's a plethora of them, but I'm just saying, like when it's new and you're like, I'm really nervous. Because I'm usually that person that's like, I don't know if I want to sleep with them. I'm really... I hate adding numbers to my count.
Me too.
Good. So, I think that is good.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't know. But if I do, I'm like, oh my God, this was great. Or, oh my gosh, that's never happening again.
I think too, like when you first like start like getting into somebody and you're like expecting that you want to hook up with them and waiting for it to happen, like you get all your girls hype. Like they're like, let's go.
So, I'm like that with y'all.
So with the first time Josh and I hooked up, I was like, guys, think today's the day. Like, he's coming over.
Yeah.
And mind you, I was doing nights at the time. So, like, the first time we hooked up was legitimately like 3 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, my God.
Sun's out.
Sun's out.
It's never been stronger.
You're sober. Everything's good.
Like, there's nothing like moody about the aesthetic.
That kind of makes it better, though.
Adorable. That's how you know you really like somebody.
Yeah. And then, like, because I got off at, like, midnight, I was like, hey, come over the next night.
That's okay.
That's so cute. Clearly she was ready to keep going. That's what she tells her friends. Guess what? We're going again.
Just send me a screenshot.
We got it. We got
My God.
The Plan B
Making Good Love by Avant. That's a good one.
Good one.
Oh my God. Sweet Lady Tyrese. I can't. Because I'm practicing celibacy right now.
Guys, if any fellas are out here listening, and if you've never made a playlist for your girl, and maybe there's somebody new, right? That whole anticipation of being with somebody new. Everybody is impressed by taking the effort to find the right song. Although the awkward part, I think, is when you walk over and push play. You know, like if it hasn't started yet, you walk over and you just are like, okay.
Or if you want
to. I think music is so important. Yeah. Okay. And it definitely adds some more because then they'd be going to the beat. And I don't know.
But then when they can't go to the beat.
Rolling her body.
I think background noise helps because I'm the type of person who like, I'm like lights off. It's not that I don't want to be seen, but it's just like, you have to set up your environment, like lights off. I like the place to smell good. I like music in the background. Like
it cold.
God, get the animals out of the room.
Yeah.
Nothing's worse.
Yes. Oh,
I'm honestly, you guys, so nervous right now because it's been so long and part of it's COVID. Part of it's just because by choice, I just don't feel like I need to be having unnecessary encounters at the moment.
And it's safe. You're just being safe.
And I don't know if I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember, but am I going to be hoping that it's going to be just this amazing? I am hoping that it's going to be this amazing thing that's going to just relax my body. All the kinks in my neck will be gone again. But it's just been so long. It's I do. I feel nervous and I'm not new, but I feel brand new. Guys, I'm a born again.
Yeah. Yes, Nina.
That's okay, though. I think that's admirable. I'm
not even on purpose.
Well, I feel like once in every woman's life, you have to have a real big dry spell and then rejuvenate because now you're going to come back to the bed as Nina 2.0.
I'm going to Vab style. I'm going to be Vabbed and ready to go.
What was the name, Nina, of the person that you call that you go to?
A junk genie. You need a junk genie. But I think a lot of these podcasts are becoming junk genies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of our friends are junk genies. Yeah. And even just websites. I remember I would just Google random things just to know, because I'm telling you, knowing parts of your body or what you like is so important, and it's not weird.
Mm-hmm.
because I have some friends that are like really turned on by things with their toes, right? Mm-hmm. Not my jam, mm-hmm. but my earlobes though. Mm-hmm. Like these are the things that you kind of
androgynous zone.
Yeah. That you figure out. I mean, Krista, you were telling us earlier though, you do have a friend that is everybody's junk genie.
In my circle. Mm-hmm. Yes. And what's funny about my special junk genie, I love her to pieces. She is the quiet one out the group. Like she's the one that
the quiet
is low key. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like she's the one that's like the strong one of our friendship. However, she's mad, like low key, but listen, I've had the same friend since 16.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of my tricks and tips that I've been doing have all came from my quiet junk genie.
I have
since like I was a kid.
Did she ever talk about lingerie? Actually, I want to ask all of you guys about this because I was flipping through like some pictures from like Rihanna's Savage Fenty like fashion show. I'm mm-hmm. obsessed with everything from the Savage Fenty line.
Same.
I live for Rihanna and all of the people that are ambassadors.
Right. I love their Instagram profile.
I just know, like, I would buy it for myself. Like, even though I'm still on my 1 year dry spell, just about, damn,
you would still
stuff
get some
so
lingerie
cute.
And it's good quality too.
And it's affordable.
Yeah.
It's not like Skims. Like Skims is great, but it's expensive.
So expensive.
No, I know. But look at us having this conversation, being excited about it. But when you think about in those moments, have you found in your experiences that the guys that you're around enjoy the lingerie?
No. Well,
see me,
to
no,
answer
too.
Your question earlier, yes, my quiet friend is very hardcore lingerie. She's like, get it for yourself. It's a self-love.
Yeah, I believe
thing.
That.
That's cool.
But I don't wear every guy that I've that take. Oh, okay. Like
it's like flight insurance. You spend so much on it, but it never comes in clutch.
Oh my God. But you actually really never get anything.
I think maybe not in the moment. But I've found that they really like it in pictures.
That's a good point.
So beforehand, I mean, obviously, because it comes off when you see them or whatever. But beforehand, because it's like that sexy tease without being fully naked,
I mean, and if you have the pictures, then I guess it really is for yourself because you can admire yourself in it. Mm-hmm. I haven't spent money on lingerie after one night after I did.
Yeah.
I was seeing someone, he worked in a club and I thought I'd be so cute. I got my room ready. I was in my like cute little outfit, guys. It was like black and red and I don't even have it anymore because I got so mad when we broke up. But he came home. I opened the door like you see in the movies, right? I have high heels on. Mm-hmm. I'm all ready to go. He comes in, gives me a kiss on the forehead. Hi, babe. Walks in, puts his stuff. And I'm like, hello.
What's up?
Hello. He goes, oh, yeah, it looks nice. Now take it off.
Mother. That's what I'm saying. You put it on to take it off, man.
I mean, I was mad, though. Like, I was mad. Like, at least appreciate that I put in the effort. So anyways, every time after that, like, I might wear a matching bra and panties.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I can rule the world.
Oh, when that stuff matches... Get out of my way.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I used to have a guy. He was like, you cannot come in my bed unless you have matching bra and panties. He's like, I don't like that. And matching fingernails and toenails.
And you kept going into that bed?
I don't know.
That's trash and controlling.
That's like Elon Musk. That's exactly what I would picture him wanting.
And he wanted someone uniformed. I don't know.
But if you are Elon Musk and you have a bajillion dollars to back up your need for my matching nails and toes, okay.
Well, he would give me money to go to Victoria's Secret. He's like, go find something that matches and then come back. And I'm like, oh my God. I just thought it was not a fetish, but like something that you prefer, you know?
I get you.
It probably is a preference. It just sounds controlling as hell.
Very controlling.
Do you guys ever think about certain celebrities and like what they're like in bed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Religiously.
Who's that like
Drake.
The top of your list? Okay, what do you think he's like?
I think Drake makes love. I feel like that Drake asks you about your day before.
Yeah.
Ask you what your problems are to get you sexually frustrated and makes love to you to make your problems go. You're not even thinking about them anymore.
I feel like he makes you like spaghetti to eat dinner, but then like as you're sitting there, he like comes around and kisses your neck and you don't even get to eat the spaghetti.
Yeah. And I bet
or
it's
like
really
you
good ass
spaghetti.
You don't even want it though.
I bet he uses like veal and stuff, like really good ingredients in his spaghetti and you can't even eat it.
Drake,
he makes love.
That Marvin's room. Oh my gosh,
he makes love. I just know he kisses you in the mouth and looks you in the eye and caresses your cheek.
I also think of some of those celebrities that just lay there and are like,
who's
the
celebrity that just
off of me?
Who's our dead fishes? Katie Holmes.
You think Katie Holmes? I don't know. Katie Holmes was with Jamie Foxx, so I get a little nervous about that one.
I'm not going to say her name.
I feel like Kendall Jenner is a dead fish.
Really?
I feel like she'd be throwing.
I think Kylie throws.
Kylie, duh.
I don't know. Kylie. Kylie I see as the dead fish.
And I see Kendall the one that
Kylie
throws.
Is not a dead...
Who is a dead guys, fish? Kim, because we've seen
okay.
it.
What do you guys think? What about Jennifer Lopez?
Oh are you kidding?
No, she throws.
Yeah.
What she's do you think, Julia?
So many people have proposed to her. They're trying to lock that in because it's so good.
Yeah. And she leaves them.
Yeah.
Can she be my junk genie? Dear J-Lo.
Oh my gosh. So what do y'all... No, I already know. I think
we already know.
Cardi's probably like a super freak.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's got a whole song.
She wants you to spit okay. in her mouth.
Addison Rae is a dead fish.
Well, oh yeah, we've seen it. Her.
I heard that, but I don't... is it true?
Yeah. We saw
is it one of those... Oh,
she's
wow.
got more than one.
Blue butt plug. What dude do you think would be the most whack in bed that some people... Like, it's he's hot, he's attractive, but not good. Oh. Like, you're going to be here for 2 minutes and you're out.
2 minutes.
Channing
man.
Tatum.
No way.
No.
I believe it. Mike,
you're
right,
no,
girl,
I believe
right.
it.
What about like G-Eazy?
Yes.
He's
yes.
so fine to me.
Where did he come from? How did you even think of
him? I find him very attractive. I really hate what he did to Halsey, but I find him very attractive.
This is a hard question.
This happened to my friend, and I feel like G-Eazy would have this characteristic, like where you're doing all the foreplay, and then he's like, okay, hang on. And then he goes to the bathroom and like farts and comes back and is like, all right, I'm ready to have sex.
Oh,
my friend had dated somebody who did that every time.
And she heard him?
Yep.
All right, this is a fun game. You can play it with your friends, and hopefully you can be the junk genie now after our wonderful conversation that
oh
we just
God.
Had.
Diplo.
Diplo can get it. Don't you talk
Wait,
about
what?
That.
Diplo is a, yeah.
Diplo is great.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were still on the who could get it.
No.
I would give it up to Diplo.
Same.
Oh, okay. My, who oh could my get God. It list is wrong.
I'm done. I'm out.
We didn't even get on the who could get it list.
All right, round the room. Who is the first person on your who can get it list?
Drake.
Paul Rudd.
Drake.
Paul Rudd!
I agree with the Paul Rudd. He's not number one, but he's definitely top five.
Listen, it's super underwhelming, but guess who would shine? Me. Yes. If I were to hook up with Channing Tatum, I'd have to do an episode of Made. It would just be 30 days of rigorous training to fuck yeah. Channing Tatum.
Oh my God.
It's like if you're running up and down high school bleachers with Paul Rudd, you can take my quarantine body as it is.
Dang, I didn't even think about how well thought out that is.
I want someone who wants me as is.
What is I can't
follow
do
that
this.
One up, Ange.
I can't do this.
I said Drake.
All right, Julia.
As is.
Okay,
once,
he's
once
48.
Julia
same shit.
Paul Rudd, I'm out. Like my mind is fried. Like, I'm done.
As is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.